Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Success After 40, the science and art of living an amazing life. And today I want to talk about five real issues that are so important in the 40 and over age group. And, you know, as I progress in my own journey, I'm 47 and, you know, in the 40s, I realize that these things are so important. And let me know if you experience any of these. These five things are real important, and I think we should probably talk about them publicly because I think some of them, you know, just kind of get forgotten about. So the aging population, there's the first thing we're talking about is the fear of aging. You know, when we're worried about the typical health issues that come with aging, such as reduced mobility, strength, and overall fitness. And, you know, we start to look back at what we used to be able to do in our youth, and we look forward and realize, wait a minute, I don't think I can do that stuff anymore. I'm starting to age. The weight is starting to creep up. My energy is starting to be depleted. I feel foggy. I just don't feel myself. I always have these aches and pains. I wake up sore. You start to feel like that. You start to fear aging, and that's a very real issue. And I experience that, you know, obviously. And so that's something that to talk about, and to talk about really, you know, how to overcome that. And I'll tell you this, it's not about changing a million different things. It's not about breaking your body down and going all out, how hard you can beat yourself down or doing something like that. It's not about breaking yourself down. It really is about building yourself back up. And that's so important, you know, as we age, not to overdo it, not to overexercise. It's just as bad as underexercising. So that's the first one. Number two is desire for control, because we feel like we're lost control over our body and we want to regain it. And, you know, as I mentioned in the aging one, the previous one, like as we age, like we want that control of knowing that, okay, I'm going to be able to, you know, to have the energy to get through a work day and still play with the kids, or I want to be able to, you know, get through the work day and go out with friends and do fun stuff, or, you know, play catch with my son. All these things, like the desire for control of, to know that, okay, I can predict that a year, 3, 5, heck, 10 years from now, I'm not going to be incapacitated. And, you know, we want to have that control. So that's a very real thing. Number three is social pressure. And this is kind of BS, but, and when I say BS, I mean, like, it shouldn't be like this, but unfortunately it is. It's, you know, you feel the social pressure to look a certain way, especially in a society that often values youth and thinness. You know, you look on social media, you see these influencers, you see these people, and you're like, oh, I should look like that. Why, you know, why they have it so good, and, you know, and you feel like you're compared to them. And that's not, it shouldn't be like that. And B, it's, you know, that's a very real issue of something that we struggle with internally. And it's something that, you know, I give you permission to kind of disengage from. But, you know, just sort of keep that in the back of your mind that, you know, just because you see someone online, you don't know their backstory, you don't know anything about them. So, you know, don't ever compare yourself, because comparison is the thief of joy. All right. Number four is lack of confidence. You know, you may lack the confidence in your ability to lose weight or get fit. You know, you lack that confidence that, you know what, I don't think I can do this because I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do first. I don't know what I should prioritize. And, you know, that really is where having a coach or a mentor or a workout buddy, somebody to help you with that confidence. Okay, you know, you may not have the confidence, but here's where you should start. Here's what you should be doing. And more importantly, probably things you shouldn't be doing. And that obviously helps, you know, injury prevention, but also in effectiveness and making it fun and challenging. But not, you know, not it's stimulation, not annihilation. All right. So, and last but not least is the fear of failure. Now, you may have tried to lose weight in the past and failed, or you may have seen some success and lost a success, or whatever. You may have achieved amazing success. If so, that's awesome. But I know for a lot of us, you know, we've tried stuff in the past and it just wasn't right for us. We didn't fail. It's more the program failed us. So, you know, you really have that fear of failure, and, you know, and we have to overcome that. And we have to kind of overcome those limiting self-beliefs that, you know what, the past is the past. The past is not define you. And you know what? Yesterday ended last night. So, you know, today's a new day. So you can start a new program and see success. You know, what happened in the past doesn't matter anymore. That's the best part about fitness is, you know, yesterday it's good and bad. Yesterday's workout was great, but that doesn't help me today. And same conversely, the converse is true too, that yesterday's failure doesn't affect me today either. So there you go. So I hope those things help. Like I said, very real issues that, you know, you don't really hear people talking about, but I want to talk today about the podcast. So hope that helps. Be great. If you have any issues or problems or need any help in any of those, reach out to us. We are here. We are built to serve, and this is our mission, and you are our person that we want to help. All right. So be great. Talk to you soon.